Basic training is designed to prepare troops for warfare. Men and women can be trained for some of the physical demands, but what about the emotional challenge of being in and recovering from combat? Can soldiers trained to be what the commercials call Army Strong be trained to be just as psychologically tough? Brigadier General Rhonda Cornum is director of the Comprehensive Soldier Fitness Program, which the Army describes as a, quote, holistic fitness program for soldiers, families, and Army civilians in order to enhance performance and build resilience. General Cornum joins us from the Pentagon. General, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Usually don't hear the word holistic and Army in the same sentence.
Well, perhaps comprehensive is a more armified term for holistic, but regardless of what we call it, it's the recognition that really we need three things. We need physical fitness, we need technical excellence, and we need psychological fitness.
Mm. Talk about what psychological fitness is for a soldier.
Well, psychological fitness is it's a combination of their emotional, their social, their spiritual, and their interactions with their family and friends, all those things. People come into the Army just like they come in with a wide variety of physical abilities that we have to train. They come in with a wide variety of coping skills and communication styles. So we have a program that we believe will help people sort of rise to a higher level of maturity and better, more optimistic thinking.
I'm assuming at some point you read Catch-22.
Well, a long time ago, I think.
There's the famous sequence in Catch-22 where a doctor says of Yossarian, well, you're paranoid, you think people are trying to kill you. And, of course, he's a pilot in an airplane, and he says, yes, people are trying to kill me.
And right. And the fact that I'm paranoid does not mean they're not trying to kill me.
Yeah. And soldiers, to function, they can't flinch when that self-defense mechanism kicks in.
I think you need to look at it differently than that. Mm-hmm. What you can't do is just wallow in catastrophic thinking. It paralyzes you into inactivity. You cannot proceed always thinking the very worst thing that happens. So we train people that, yes, acknowledge the worst thing that can happen. Now go think about what's the very best thing that could happen. And then when you've gotten yourself out of that miserable spiral of catastrophic thinking, think about the most likely thing that will happen.
May I ask you about your own experience?
Sure.
Because it's public and certainly probably absolutely pertinent
certainly
to what
is.
You're doing now. Your helicopter was shot down over Iraq. You were a flight surgeon during the first Gulf War. You were severely injured, and you were held as a prisoner of war. And how do I say this nicely? You can't say this nicely. You were abused by your captors.
Well, yeah. Once again, I think I got to use all the thinking skills that we teach. Like put it in perspective,
yeah.
Recognize the things that are really, really important, which are, is it going to keep me here forever? Is it going to kill me? Is it going to be excruciatingly painful? And the things that fall into those categories are probably really important right now. The things that don't fall into one of those three categories, I'll think about those later or I won't think about them at all.
As I don't have to tell you, the composition of the Army has changed so dramatically over the past generation and a half. You have more married people with children. More women, obviously. Help us understand how you help families.
Well, a number of ways. First of all, if your soldier is more psychologically robust, then he or she is a stabilizing influence on the family. We are starting in January, we'll be opening up the training that we are making available to soldiers to families, which I think will be really helpful. Mm-hmm. We have the Army Family Action Plan and trying to really listen to what soldiers say that they need in terms of family support, not necessarily what somebody thought they needed. Mm-hmm. So I think we've made some pretty significant steps in supporting families through this long period of really persistent conflict.
Brigadier General Rhonda Cornum, a physician and director of the Army's Comprehensive Soldier Fitness Program, speaking from the Pentagon. General, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And next week we'll share stories about how some of you, our listeners, may have been affected by the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. At home. We'll also speak to Christina Kaufman, an advocate for military families.
I've been an active duty Army wife for 8 years. We've always been connected to an installation. Guard and Reserve families, though, they are separated from those of us who kind of are living the same life. So I think there's an isolation that they feel, not just from the active duty community, but from their own community as well.
That's next Saturday on Weekend Edition. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.